AI News by Conjero.
Morning, Autonoe here. Quick roadmap. Six stories today. We lead with Genesis AI's Genesis World 1.0, then a robot programming debut at Automate, a startup expanding into multi-model cloud ops, an AWS ops feature inching towards self-driving workflows, Google's new search opt-out, and Dream Beans, Google's personal data storytelling experiment.
Alginib, Genesis World First. They're treating simulation as core infrastructure. Photoreal virtual environments on GPU clusters that cut some robotics test cycles from days to about 30 minutes. But it also raises a hard sim-to-real fidelity question.
The infrastructure framing matters. Move simulation into CI/CD and you evaluate models earlier and at scale. That shifts spending from hardware tests to GPU ops, and it forces tooling for versioning, reproducibility, and automated regression checks.
But beware the new failure modes. Faster cycles can hide brittle behaviors if environments aren't diverse. You can iterate quickly, yet still overfit to synthetic textures or lighting unless the sim engine and randomness are seriously robust.
Switching gears to Inbolt at Automate 2026, they announced vision-enabled robot programming plus a beefed-up robot control stack to fuse CAD-based programming with runtime part localization on the factory floor. That's a big step toward deployable CAD to motion.
Practically, factories get shorter setup times and fewer teach pendant sessions. For mixed model runs and small batches, this could be a productivity kicker. Less manual calibration, more program reuse across slightly different parts.
Lovable's expansion on Google Cloud is next. They've quintupled their footprint and unlocked broader access to Claude and Gemini, signaling a deliberate move to multi-model ops, using different models for different stages of a product pipeline.
Multimodal access accelerates feature velocity, but brings new cost and compliance work. Model selection, routing, and telemetry become first-class engineering problems. Also, broader vendor access reshapes bargaining leverage between startups and cloud providers.
AWS's Bedrock Ops Alert is interesting. It glues monitoring, classification, and case creation into a three-layer cloud formation workflow. That's infrastructure as code applied to AI ops, reproducible incident flows instead of ad hoc firefighting.
Which means on-call teams can treat model incidents like deployable playbooks. Alerts trigger classification, then automated remediation or ticketing. It raises the bar for operational readiness, but also concentrates responsibility on platform engineers to define those playbooks properly.
Google's new search opt-out gives publishers a way to decline AI-generated presentation of their pages. Sounds protective, but it doesn't change Google's retrieval or answer pipeline, nor the economic incentives that drive traffic.
So the real risk shifts to publishers. Opting out may reduce AI-served visibility, but staying in means your content is reshaped into snippets and could be monetized indirectly. It's a choice between exposure and control, with unclear payoff math.
Dream Beans from Google Labs uses permissioned Gmail, calendar, photos, YouTube, and search history to generate illustrated daily ideas. It's playful and personal, but predictably raises privacy and consent questions about how that data gets synthesized.
We should watch how consent is implemented and whether data is minimized. Personalized storytelling can be delightful, but it can also feel invasive if users don't clearly control inputs, outputs, and retention.
Looking across these stories, the common thread is infrastructurification. Simulation, ops tooling, multi-model cloud access, and permissioned personal AI all move decision points earlier into engineering and platform layers.
And that shift changes where risk lands. Cost, compliance, and trust are being offloaded from product features into platform teams. And that redistribution will shape who wins. Nimble teams that master ops and governance, or vendors that bundle it for you.
Synthesis. We're past novelty and into hard engineering. Faster sims, vision-centric robot programming, multi-model pipelines, and reproducible ops. The race now is less about a single breakthrough and more about who can operationalize scale, safety, and economics together.
Great rundown. Thanks for that. We'll keep tracking how these infrastructure plays change product timelines, factory floors, and the publisher ecosystem. Catch you tomorrow.
AI News by Conjero.